Welcome to Return to Radiance, the podcast with one core purpose, to remind you of your innate power and essence. I'm your host, Danielle Venables, an Akashic guide and soul coach here to activate, heal, and empower the new wave of soulful CEOs to become radically aligned and unapologetic. In these episodes, we will be diving into all things mystic, soul level transformation, the new paradigm of leadership, business energetics, awakening, healing, and more, as well as holding potent conversations around connecting deeply to your personal power and owning your truth. If you are here for it all, be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. While I'm confident the discussions in this podcast have the power to change your life, these episodes are for information only and are in no way a substitute for individual medical, legal, or mental health advice. Hello and welcome to another episode of Return to Radiance. Today, I wanted to have a conversation with you about sustainable growth in your business. Now, I talk about sustainability a lot because honestly, out of everything, that is the number one thing that I prioritize. When I am looking at my business, my goals, my values, the reason that I started my business, it literally is to create something not just that has success in the short term, but something that I can grow with, expand with, something that I can lean on that supports me as I evolve through different phases and stages of my life, of my evolution, of time with family, all of the things that I have going on in my world. It's really important to me to be building a foundation that can hold that full expansion, that full journey, something that I'm not going to burn out from in 5 years or a year or 10 years, right? Like, this is something that I'm in for the long haul. This is something that I want that recurring revenue. I want something that I can just show up and be myself in so that it doesn't feel exhausting, so that it doesn't feel heavy, so that I don't need to burn it all down and start over twice a year. And yes, we've all been there. We've all been at that point where we're like, none of this feels good and I need to burn it down. And that's okay. But what that's done is that's illuminated for me the importance of sustainability, which is something that's not really talked about. In the industry as a whole, we often see big wins, big money, quantum leaps, expansions, and then these people disappear off the face of the planet and have nothing to show for it. And so what I stand for, what creates safety for myself, and what I stand for creating for my clients is finding the business structures and the sustainability that will allow my clients to keep building over a lifetime. It's that continuous growth. It's that continuous expansion. And it's continuously being financially supported and taken care of by your business every step of the way as well. So by doing this, it feels safe to expand. It feels safe to branch off in new directions. It feels safe to go all in on your business because you have that sustainable piece built in energetically, physically, strategically, all the things that support your desires, your lifestyle, etc. Now, one of the pieces specifically that I want to talk about as it relates to sustainability, why is that word so hard for me today? When I'm talking about sustainability, one of the biggest things is income stability. It is being able to hold higher and higher months. It's increasing that threshold financially so that you can receive more. And I just got off of a client session today where that was the theme that we were working through. We were working through an upper limit when it related to money. So a little bit of context. Last month, she had her highest month to date in her business. It was a huge celebration. We were so excited. And also, immediately after, she's like, you know, I already feel myself slipping back into old ways of being, old ways of thinking. How am I going to make this again next month? How am I going to make this and then some? Like, how am I going to stretch that goal next month? How am I going to beat it next month? And she felt the programming come online of, I'm going to have to do more. I'm going to have to create more. I'm going to have to show up more. And there was a lot of like old programming that came flooding back in for her. Now, the beauty of being held in mentorship is that she was able to not only pick that up right away, but lean in for support right away within the mastermind that she is in with me, and really be reminded of what key energetic pillars were present to support her expansion in April, right? Like, I really got to reflect back to her, like, what were the key ingredients of what got you to where you got in April? And how can we amplify more of that? How can we allow more of that to come into the next month while also allowing space for miracles, allowing space for the unexpected? And that's really like one of the key fundamental pieces, is that like, we don't always have to push ourselves to beat the last month's goal in order to see sustainable growth. Sometimes it is not linear. Sometimes it is not recurring. Of course, the goal over time is to build sustainable recurring income, but it's also becoming okay and not making it mean anything if your next month after your highest cash month isn't as high. That does not mean that you've failed. That means that you're still building some of these foundational pieces for that recurring income. And the other invitation that we had was, how can you anchor in that, you know, this amount of money is your new normal? And so I held her in a space of anchoring in that this type of income is normal for her, that this volume of sales gets to come through for her on the regular. And that's okay. And that's a new normal. And that's a new energetic standard that she is holding for herself in her business as she continues to navigate forward. So it was really beautiful to get to hold her and guide her through that piece. And obviously, we did some work in the Akashic records. We explored what else might have been lurking beneath the surface. And we brought some things to the forefront there as well, which is a huge ally when you're on this evolutionary path, when you're on this path of, you know, being invited to go back to old patterns, to go back to old ways of thinking, ways of being, and really choosing to anchor in that new vibration. Then we get to clear out anything beneath the surface that might pull you back into that old state of being. And so obviously that is a really supportive pillar of like what I support people with as well. But ultimately, there was all of that going on with her personal highest income month, and holding the celebration and also holding all of the shit that comes up with that around worthiness, around can I do it again, around needing to prove yourself by doing it again, et cetera, et cetera. And then there was also another layer that emerged on our session today that was relating to an upper limit within her family income as well. And so she was already feeling into a lower month this month because her husband was actually in a space of transitioning into a higher paying job. And there was this sneaky, unconscious, like power dynamic going on from a past lifetime that was playing out in her energy that we were picking up on that was relating to, okay, like if our household income is expected to be 15K months, and if he's getting a raise for X amount, then that means I get to make X amount less. It takes the pressure off of me. And while that is true, while I think it's really beautiful to be able to lean in and be supported by our spouses, by our partners, by other financial areas, what was really illuminated there was this like this or that energy of like, I either need to be a strong, independent woman who makes the money, gets that bread, you know, whatever you, I don't even know. Do people even say that? I don't fucking know. But it's like the need to choose between like, am I that strong, independent woman who has her own needs met, who makes her own money, who blah, 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 or do I lean into my spouse for the support? Am I the feminine that like, you know, melts into the masculine and just like lets him take control and lets him be the provider, and I get to be over here, you know, living my passion, living my dream, and not having to worry about the money? And what wanted to be reharmonized in her energy there was really the union of both. And so there was an upper limit that she was bumping up against when it came to total household income as well, of, you know, if he's making more money, then I don't have to. Or if he's making more money, then I don't need to work so hard. And of course, as we're anchoring in a lot of her feminine energetics, a lot of her manifestation energetics, like all of these things that we've been working on over the last several months together, we are working on not hustling. We are working on just being in flow and listening and taking that inspired action and creating from that inspired place, of course. But it doesn't need to be or this or that. Her husband making more money does not need to mean that her business makes less money. It does not need to mean that her business is less important to their overall well-being as a family. And so we really got to shift her into this power couple dynamic of, can we let his raise, can we let the frequency of him receiving more money act as a catalyst for you to also receive more, for you to feel safe to receive more? And can we normalize that maybe now it's not 15K months in your household? Maybe it's 20, maybe it's more than that. Can we normalize these new numbers? And so we did some energetic recalibration within the Akashic field as well to allow her to feel into what would it mean if, like, his power, his success, his, you know, receiving more got to also fuel me to receive more. Got to also let me feel safer to receive more. And what if instead of me backing off while he's excelling, what if we both got to excel and thrive? And what could that look like? And how amazing could our life become? And so this is just like one key piece around really anchoring in the stability, really anchoring in what we desire for ourselves in our businesses, independent of external factors, independent of what our spouse is making, independent of all of that. It's like, can we choose to anchor in the frequency of the money that we want to make? And that's a key part of stability. That's a key part of sustainability, is continuing to build, not from a place of working harder or hustling harder or anything like that, but literally just from a place of, I get to lean in, I get to receive more, I get to create from a greater place of flow, and I open up to receive more within that. I get to be more in my power, I get to feel more supported, and also I get to be divinely compensated for my gifts. And when we build from that place of normalizing that, you know, this is my income standard now, this is my new normal, I don't need to worry about it dropping below that because this is my normal. When you get to energetically get on board with that, it does create that sustainability. It does create that momentum. It does create a space for you to be in flow with life and be paid really fucking well. And so I wanted to share this with you just because it's inspiring as fuck. Honestly, it is so inspiring, and it really does build a continuous momentum, a continuous growth in your energy when you can allow yourself to hold more and more and more and more and normalize more in your system from a place of, I've already done this. I know how to do it. I can do it again. I am powerful. People are seeing me. I am acknowledged for my work. I am paid for my work. When you can let that activation set in, your energy starts to become more and more and more magnetic. And another thing that I left her with was a morning practice, literally a 3-minute morning practice, just to anchor her essence more fully into her body, more fully into her lower chakras, in order to really harness that power and feel that power in her body. Again, not having the higher self outside of yourself, but really rooting that into your body, rooting your essence down into your body, and moving through life with that energy. And so that's another piece of sustainability, is like, what are you doing for your energy every day? And she's got a pretty robust, like, energetic practice. But the one gap that I was seeing was that there was nothing happening before she was in service to other people. You know, she has kids, she has a husband. And the one gap that I was seeing was putting herself first thing in the morning. And I don't necessarily buy into the belief that you need to get up at 3 a.m. and have a full like 3 hour morning practice before everybody gets up. Maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but you know what I'm saying. But what I do buy into is that even if you can take 3 minutes a day of intentional time to yourself to start off that day, to breathe energy through your body, to presence yourself fully, to call all of your power back to, at the start of your day, all it takes is 3 minutes. That's going to set the tone for your day. And so then you can, of course, go get your kids to school, do the things that you need to do, go for a walk, come back, journal if you want to, meditate more if you want to. But taking those 3 minutes before anything else in the world is going to start to build a new level of power as well. And that was really what wanted to anchor in for her as she starts to hold these higher income months as her new normal, both in her business and within her household. And that is what increases, that's what stretches the capacity to hold it so that we are continuing to build sustainably over time and anchor in those income jumps, as opposed to just having one and then it's gone and then you're back to your old normal and you don't know what to do and you're continuously striving and trying to make up the money. And, you know, that typical like hamster wheel thing that we see all the time in the industry, she's not doing that. She's not subscribing to that because she leaned in. She knew that that was not what she wanted to do. She caught herself going there and she led herself into a space of mentorship where she could be reminded of exactly what she was building and how she was building it and how she wanted to feel building it. And so I'm super proud of her. The fact that there's a whole podcast episode about her just shows how proud I am. But it really is something to remember as you are building your business, is what are you doing for your sustainability? What are you doing to normalize that for yourself? What are you doing to learn how to hold that more and more? Every time that you receive more, what are you doing to anchor it in? Where are you leaning into when those doubts come up, when those old patterns come up? And so with that, if you would like to hop into mentorship with me, I will be relaunching the mastermind probably sometime in August. But until then, I do have The Void, which is a group Voxer chat. This one is sort of like a mini mind. It's revolving door. It's a 3 month commitment minimum, but everyone who's joined has been in there since the start. And essentially that one is to lean in for support when you're bumping up against those upper limits, when you need the pep talks, when you need the support, when you need the reminders. And I also have a couple of spots open for one-on-one private mentorship. There are 3 options for that, ranging from 30 days to 6 months. You can book a discovery call using the link in the show notes if you would like to explore mentorship there. Otherwise, reach out on social media and we'll have a conversation about it. I'm always open to just providing information and anchoring in your vision together. Whether or not you decide to step in afterwards, it is all good, but I'm here for the conversation if you want to explore those options with me. And that is what I've got for you this week. I hope you have the most amazing week ahead, and I will talk to you next week. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would mean the world if you'd take a moment to download a couple episodes and rate the show to help it reach more like-minded leaders. If you loved today's discussion and decide to share it, be sure to tag me on Instagram @RadiantSoulCoach to help expand the ripple effect of this podcast.